On the live line with us, coming up will be Sonoma County Superintendent Steve Harrington. And of course, when it turned 10 a.m. on the East Coast, students began walking out of class. They certainly did in Parkland, Florida, where 1 month ago, 17 people lost their lives there. They marched out to the football field at their high school and stood for 17 minutes in honor of those fallen in Parkland. It happened all along the Eastern Seaboard at 10 a.m. their time. And now as we approach the 10 a.m. hour, we've done some research about what Sonoma County schools and students will do within the hour. And let's go right to the source. Sonoma County Superintendent of Schools, Steve Harrington, is with us. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
It has been quite the showing thus far by students across the country in support of fellow students and themselves and safety in schools. And there's now a march going on the Capitol by some students on the East Coast who are protesting that particular way. We know what an impression these students' voices have made in the last month or so. What do you expect from Sonoma County schools as we near the 10 o'clock hour?
Well, I hope they recognize the reason they're out there. If they do choose to go out, that they're supporting the Marjorie Douglas Stoneman students, they're supporting the Sandy Hook students, that they celebrate the 17 minutes of silence in honor of those 17 students that have fallen. I know that many of the schools were encouraged to coordinate the student activities as an organized event, so that it wouldn't be disruptive to class time. So I hope that is happening.
It's probably going to be disruptive to class time, no matter how you look at it. But I know that a lot of kids have really taken this by the horn and really have made some plans. It sounds like from, you know, the school districts that we've spoken to this week is that one of the main aims by school officials around Sonoma County is to try to keep those kids on campus. Yes?
That's the primary aim, yes.
And it sounds like that's a safety concern for them. A lot of people would argue this is a pretty good education in itself, even if it does take place outside the classroom.
It's a learning experience for students. You're speaking to someone who grew up in the 60s.
There you go.
And went through the Vietnam era, and it was a student-initiated movement to stop the war. And I'm a veteran, so I know that from which I speak of that whole period. But it was a commitment by students to make a change. And I see that coming through in this generation. There's a commitment of students to make a change in some of our practices.
Will most high school students in the county walk out today, would you expect?
I believe that most high school students will have some form of organized recognition of this event. I would be surprised if we didn't have a high school didn't participate in some way or form.
What about the teachers, Steve? Because in some cities on the East Coast, the teachers walked out right alongside the students. What about their part in today's venture?
Teachers have to walk a very fine line because the students expressing their First Amendment right, the teacher is an obligation to serve all students regardless of political belief. So if there's a student who wants to stay in class, teacher's primary obligation is to serve that student's educational program. The administrators should coordinate any events that are going off campus, and the teacher should stay in class to provide an education for those students who choose to stay.
That makes sense. And it certainly, students across the country, you know, created this groundswell of movement and of productive uproar once what happened in Parkland, Florida made its way across the country and students started reacting to it. It's been really remarkable to see and hear those voices. Would you agree, Steve, that it will take very consistent the sound of very consistent voices as we continue to make our way towards some kind of movement in Congress?
I think it's going to be consistency and diligence by these young people. If they really want to make an impact on change, it's not a spur of the moment type response, which has been what we've had as it related to Sandy Hook. It dissipated.
Yeah.
So these students are going to have to stay committed. And if you go back to the 60s, you will look that it was a five-year commitment of energy spent to stop the war in Vietnam. So these students have to realize it's a long-term commitment. The other thing about civil disobedience that I think all students should know is that there's sometimes a sacrifice and there's a consequence, and students will have to pay that consequence if they're really truly committed to a cause.
And speaking of consequence, I know there's been a lot bandied about amongst school officials and teachers, et cetera, about what to do about the kids who leave the classroom today for that 17-minute period, hopefully not any longer than that, but for that 17-minute period. What's your position on the possible disciplinary results of that?
The consequence would have, if they stay on campus, it's an organized student event, so therefore there's no consequence as it relates to attendance. If they walk off campus, the district faces a different situation. But districts, once again, have to be careful because this cause may be one that I have an alignment with and a support for, but another cause could be a different group of students protesting a different event. And if I treat those students any differently, then I have an inconsistent practice. So districts have to walk a very fine line on how they're going to handle it. If they treat walking off campus with an unexcused absence, that would be appropriate. But then they would treat any students who walk off campus in a protest with an unexcused absence. So consistency is the key here. The districts have to follow.
Yeah, and that's a pretty slippery slope, at least it could be, in terms of students protesting something because, you know, it's kind of what students do. It's the law of the student world. Yeah. So, yeah, it is a difficult spot for teachers to be in and school officials such as you. I don't know. What I've seen so far across the country, Steve, I'm pretty proud of these kids.
They're very respectful. They're very articulate. I think a lot of people are surprised. We often see students with their heads down and not engaged with eye contact, but these students have woken up, and they are making direct contact with a lot of adults, letting them know how they feel and how they should the importance of their safety is on a school setting.
And they're doing it in a remarkably eloquent way most of the time,
yes,
too.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they're teaching us some lessons in that regard. Well, I'm glad to have you on this morning and look forward to seeing what happens about 45 minutes from right now. Steve, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
That is Steve Harrington. He is the Sonoma County School Superintendent, talking about the kids expected to walk out of class this morning at 10 a.m.